This is Pharos, log number 11. I've made a pretty awesome breakthrough with the Death Ray.
Hello.
Oh, right. Fluke is here too. He's here to touch things to see if they're electrified.
I'm happy to help.
Shut up. You're here to help me if you want it or not. Don't think just because you're Master's Doppel that you have any amount of freedom.
You seem angry.
You're damn right I'm angry. I'm about 3 seconds away from murdering you. Your lucky Master Nuke wants to do more tests. This is all part of that. Master Nuke has a strong electrical resistance. Let's see if you do. As in touching live wires powered by a proto-quantum flux battery.
Yes, Papa Pharos.
If I actually had some decent help around here, maybe I'd get this thing finished faster. Seems like I'm the only person here who understands how everything works. Touch that one!
Okay. Is it live?
Do you feel anything? A tickling? A burning? Like you're bursting into flames as your body quickly vaporizes by chaotic energies?
Not yet.
Well, I guess it's clear then, dummy. Give me that.
Okay.
Also, I'm not your fucking papa.
But Gordy called
He
you.
Can call me Daddy Pharos because if I don't let him, he turns into a raging monster and eats me! You think you're likely to do that anytime soon?
Well, no, but...
Then knock it off with the papa crap! I had nothing to do with you! I mean, yeah, I created the duplication machine, but... freaking master just didn't know what he was doing. He doesn't really know anything about science. All he knows is magic.
What's wrong with magic?
I don't do magic. I do science. I mean, magic is fine, but if that's all he is capable of understanding, what is the freaking point? I'm still able to make the Death Ray, but is Nuke going to understand it? Is he going to see the artistic quality of it?
I don't know.
Probably not. Not gonna stop me, though. I'm gonna fucking finish this. Besides, I think I know what went wrong with the other ones. I may have to draw back on the power and attempt to make the ray beam less focused. Or maybe the focus is the problem. Possibly a wider ray would be less likely to break the barrier between worlds. I need to stop puncturing into the black smoke hallway. I keep doing that.
What's the black smoke hallway?
It's like a bridge between all or some of the dimensions. I've never actually been there, but I do know what it looks like. I saw a brief vision of it when I was hit by my first death ray.
What's it look like?
It's self-describing, idiot. Imagine a hallway made of black smoke. Like all the walls are smoke. And there are smoky doors down the corridor. God! I'm the only smart one here. Touch that one!
There.
Nope, still alive. Guess this one is okay too. Oh, wait, it wasn't connected. Well, I guess you got lucky.
What are you gonna do when you finish the death ray, Papa Pharos?
I'm gonna fucking fire it off, stupid. This whole world is gonna burn.
Even the corner store? They sell my favorite soda.
Maybe someday I'll have a master who knows the difference between a battery and a capacitor. End of log.